This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, give me one moment. It's a little navel-gazy, so I'll apologize right off jump. But a text came in on the text line again, 713-572-4610. Good morning, guys. I normally listen to you guys while at work Monday through Thursday, but today decided for the first time to watch you guys on the YouTube.
Hey.
Finally putting a face with the voices I've heard the past 7 years. Thank you guys for helping me through some long, hot days.
Oh, that's great.
We appreciate you rocking.
Hey, that's
with
a commitment, too, to listen to somebody don't know what they look like. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of times I try to check out a podcast, a random podcast. I'm like, what do these people look like?
Sure.
I always try to go see what they look like. So salute,
man. Look right into that camera right there, Reggie. There you go. See?
It's awkward. Feels like I'm staring into your soul. But we appreciate you rocking with us. And a reminder, you can always get involved on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, the Twitch chat's available for you. Figgy has mentioned the numerous various places that you can hear.
The Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, as Clint like to say. And the iHeartRadio app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. I mean, AM, HD radio on the FM. Like, there's different ways that you can keep up with us. And however you decide to keep up with us, we really greatly appreciate you doing that. All right. Keep up with us in this way, 713-572-4610, and answer this question, or actually fill in the blank, because it's not a question, and it really would annoy me if I just kept saying, answer this question. Finish the sentence. The Astros will finish this thing off if blank. A victory that was needed yesterday in some day baseball versus the Rockies, a 4-3 victory in which, hey, shout out to Christian Walker, man, two homers. For the kid, and he ultimately helps you get off.
Kid, I like it.
I mean, I'm just trying to have some fun with him. I feel like I've been negative enough towards Christian Walker. It's not the point of right now, but I was thinking about this yesterday. I'm like, since July, I believe his OPS is somewhere, it's like damn near about 800.
Mm-hmm.
But then also I was just a couple days ago like, damn, why is he behind Yordan? So like, I've been pretty up and down. So, you know, I'm trying to show him a little bit of love, but he deserved it, especially after yesterday's performance being, I mean, he was ultimately what lifted you up over the Rockies in that one. Were you upset at all about the way that one went, or were you just willing to take the win?
No, you take the dub. It was a much more interesting game than I figured it would be. But there's been a lot of those here lately. But I did like a couple of things, and actually, I'll finish the sentence because It kind of led to me thinking about this. You know, the Astros will finish this thing off if, keep in mind, Mariners are still there, although it's a 2-game lead now after yesterday.
Because they had an off day. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that is that a lot more teams have off days on Thursdays than it seems like the Astros do. The Astros end up playing on a lot of Thursdays.
I guess they had more early in the season. It is obviously going to balance out, I guess, the off days and travel and all that. But, yeah, so my thing was, what was the most impressive thing about yesterday to you? I'll start it that way before I finish the sentence.
Maybe this is being contrarian. I don't know.
I mean, it could have been Christian Walker. He's been on a heater, man.
I really did appreciate that. I my dumb brain is like, do I take off points for him barely sliding that that Oppo Taco in right field, just sliding just barely past the foul pole? I shouldn't. It counts as a home run just the same as if he had hit it 500 yards. So, yeah. Or 500 feet, rather. 500 yards would be insane.
That would be pretty cool. I'd like to see that.
No, at that point, I think we should start giving two runs. Like, I feel like at that point, we should start doubling up if you hit it 500 yards. No, but I'm trying to, like, not just take for granted the mundane. Mm-hmm. Having Brian Abreu be this locked down and this nailed.
That's mine.
Okay,
that's
good. Mine. We're in the same place.
Yeah.
That is not something that we should take for granted. This was an Astros team that as recently as last year had two closers.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent one on his merry way, regardless of how that worked out for him when he went. And then the guy that you were like, hey, we're putting all our eggs in this basket, he's gotten hurt.
Yeah.
And you have not felt the drop-off because Brian Abreu has been that damn good.
Well, because here's the thing, and so the way I would finish it, the Astros will finish this thing off if Brian Abreu keeps doing what he's doing. Because you probably looked at this the way you crunch numbers. What are his earned runs for the entire month of August? Keep in mind, the month of August ends this weekend. How many earned runs has he given up in August?
The way that you're asking this question makes me feel like it's a few, very few. I will guess three.
Figgy, how many earned runs has Brian Abreu given up the entire month of August?
I'm mad that I haven't looked this up yet.
I'm going to say two.
Zero. None. Zero. He's given up. He has four saves, given up only five hits, and zero earned runs in August. And so that's my answer. And I think for me, the reason it's my answer is we really can't predict anything with this squad. You talk about, was I a little upset about the way it played out? Well, you know, maybe you could have been. There were some things that could have upset you. We know the offense up and down. They're going to score nine runs, then they're going to score zero runs against a pitcher with a six ERA. You know, we know that the lineup has been a little bit flighty. The outside, the outfield has been a little bit weird here and there, mixing and matching. We know, you know, there are some things about the starting pitching staff that are still complete unknowns. Like I can't tell you right now who I would favor between. I think mine would probably be Christian Javier.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
Although Eric Geddy did not look terrible
more bad than good since he's come back.
Fair enough.
I don't know about McCullers. They're talking about him in the bullpen, which I appreciate. I can't tell you anything consistent about the pitching. Fromber came on strong this week, but we know what Fromber's been in the three outings before that. Hunter Brown even, you know, gave it up a little bit, but we have confidence in it. There are so many flighty up and down things about this team. If you have the one constant, and the one constant is, hey, if you somehow, some way, whether it's 12 to 11.
Get it to nine.
Yeah.
Get it to the ninth.
Whether it's 12 to 11 or 1-0, if you can get to the ninth inning, lock it up. If Brian Abreu keeps doing what he's doing, the Astros are going to finish this thing off, you know, by crook or by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
By hook.
Yeah, you mix it up. I like that. No, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I see you, Retro Ren. What about the gun down at the plate by Cam? Yeah, that's his sixth outfield assist of the year, which I did not realize this. It's tied for the most in the AL
Crazy.
For outfielders. Like, he's been very good defensively. The only thing about it is just him having him be effective at the plate, and he went yard was that this week for the first time in a good long while. Like that has been a good thing. I don't think that I could fill the blank with this. However, I do feel like it will be helpful to have the law firm of Sanchez and Smith hold down right field and be effective at the plate as well.
Maybe your answer is Carlos Correa. You know, maybe your answer is Jose Altuve. He's still the heartbeat of the team. And I couldn't argue those points very hard right now because Correa's been so good since he got here. Altuve has a career of big moments down the stretch. But to me, I mean, let's think about this. How were we feeling when Hader went down? I mean, it was, oh, Lord.
Yeah, but I will say, I think, and it is fair, someone texts in that last year you effectively had three starters and then closers, rather, and then this year you have two because Abreu, he's been this, right? Mm-hmm. So I think when Hader goes down, I don't think anybody was afraid of, oh, man, what's the ninth inning going to look like? He has delivered very well, and so we appreciate Brian Hader for that. I think really it was the question of, now that you slide everybody, what happens in the sixth and the seventh inning because you were already feeling a little thin there? I think that was really the trepidation that happened there. Mm-hmm. A couple of things that I think are fair as we try to fill in the sentence. The Astros will finish this thing off if, I think this is a good one by Guap on the YouTube page, who says if the bats can stay consistent, because that's a huge one, right?
Well, they haven't been.
They haven't.
Yeah.
They've had their ups, their downs. They've had instances where they put up a whole bunch of runs. They've had instances where it felt like they were, you know, checking the seat cushions to see if they could find a run, spare run here or there. I think that is fair. It's hard, though, to ignore the starting pitching rotation. Mm-hmm. The Astros will finish this thing off if one of the reinforcements will stand up and be the real third pitcher.
And maybe that's Jason Alexander. You know, he was a little...
Or fourth pitcher, because maybe you just like, hey, Jason Alexander, he'll continue to be as pretty damn good as he has been. I mean, he went six up, six down to start. Yeah, he had a bad inning, which happens. Hey, maybe that's what it is. You know, the Astros will finish this thing off if they eliminate the bad inning. Because that's really been, when we talk about Framber Valdez, when we talk about Hunter Brown, it really has just been the bad inning. Mm-hmm. Even in those outings where we go, ugh, it's been... Oh, wow, this is looking good, and then a bad inning. Or here's a bad inning, and then, oh, good recovery.
Hunter Brown has done that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Jason Alexander yesterday, it really has just been the bad inning.
Yeah.
If you can find a way to eliminate the bad inning, which, of course, is like, if you can find a way to land a rocket on the sun, right? Like, it's not
an
easy thing.
Well, that's kind of where I am.
But if you could find a way to, I don't even know, and maybe this is too spicy, I don't even know how much you need to be like, oh, Luis Garcia, Christian Javier. Because if you can feel comfortable with the three that you got right now, and yes, welcome Jason Alexander, you are in the club.
Yeah.
If you can find a way with those three to not have the bad inning, you're three really good starters. You find what to do with the other two. The offense finds a level of consistency, and you close out with Hader.
Those are all good answers, but they all have an if, you know? To me, I guess what it comes down to, why I think Abreu is so crucial down the stretch, because he's not an if, you know? He shuts fools down. Like, you know, if this, if that, I get it. A texter was saying, you know, regarding, you know, Abreu, hey, man, you, the starters still have to give you an opportunity. They really don't. If the bats are active and productive that game, he'll close down, like I said, a 10-11 game or something, you know?
And maybe this is ultimately the answer that I come to. The Astros will finish this thing off if they pick an if. Because there's a lot of, well, maybe... Maybe the offense stays up. Maybe it doesn't. Yeah. Maybe the starters give you a great outing. Maybe they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that maybe the defense has a great day, or maybe they, you know, flub a double play that then leads to a number of unearned runs.
We've seen that in the last few days.
So I think that pick an if, man. We are going to be really good with this lineup right now, and we can make all these other things shake. We're going to go back to having lockdown, just like lights out, shoving matches with your pitchers out here on the mound. Maybe that's the if.
Yeah.
But one of these things has to find a level of consistency, I would hope. And then you're in the clear, I think, for the Astros.
Yeah.
Quite possibly the way that goes. Better with runners in scoring position. That's always something that you ask for, for certainly. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you getting in with us. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including a terrific night of college football. Let's talk about that and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.